Potential game changer in the fight against HIV this morning. Pharmac wants to fund a prevention drug. How does it work? Well, a person without HIV takes it every day, and it all but stops them contracting the virus. Operations Director at the AIDS Foundation, Joe Rich, is with us on this. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
This a major deal?
Yes, it's what we would call a milestone moment. You know, we're on a pretty serious mission to end the transmission of HIV in this country by 2025, and this is definitely one of the tools that's going to help us get there.
Isn't it one of those things, interesting, you go back to the beginning of the HIV crisis and the advice was what? Condoms, be safe, think about it, etc., and yet science may well have saved us.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, staying safe is definitely still one of the key messages, and this provides a new way for people that can stay safe. So we know that condoms are effective. Now we have a daily pill that's also effective.
Doesn't that then lead to potential moral issues? That if you're just wandering around taking this pill thinking I'm as safe as houses, then that leads to dangerous behaviour, doesn't it?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, we would say that this pill is not dangerous behaviour. This is staying safe. And you know, I think those arguments were thrown around, you know, decades ago when the female contraceptive pill was introduced. You know, at the end of the day, people got over that and realised that actually this is about choice, and this is about having an option that's equally effective for those that struggle with consistent condom use. And we do know that there are people that genuinely struggle with that.
Who is going to be taking the pill? What sort of person is going to be taking this pill?
So it's being proposed to be targeted at those at highest risk of HIV infection. So in New Zealand, that means gay and bisexual men who struggle with consistent condom use, and also the partners of people living with HIV who may not be on treatment and therefore don't have an undetectable viral load.
Can you see where this moral debate's going among some? Because, of course, the great problem with Pharmac is they consistently turn down ideas on drugs and pills and potions, and they say we don't have enough money. There'll be people who have gone, I didn't get the cancer drug, and suddenly I see these people are getting a preventative drug. Do you see where I'm going with that?
Yeah, sure. I think, you know, at the end of the day, Pharmac are pretty savvy with doing cost-benefit analysis. And what they've really done here is looked at the evidence and said, you know, if somebody is diagnosed with HIV today, they'll be spending about $800,000 over the course of that person's life paying for treatment. So they can see that, you know, a bit of investment in preventing transmission is going to save the health system a lot of money in the long term.
Joe, appreciate your time very much. Joe Rich, Operations Director at the AIDS Foundation.